Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are back. We are back from vacation, man. 2 weeks for the holiday break. Woo! I am ready to go, man. I tell you, I don't know if I can stay at home much longer. I swear. I tell you, it really gets on my nerves. There's a lot going on out there, you know?
Well, yeah, and your basement's still being worked on, right?
Yeah, that's the minor part, though.
Still?
I'm stuck at home with Frog for 2 weeks. Huh?
Shouldn't it be done by now?
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. It's only been going on since, what, June?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're getting there, though. I think we put one piece of flooring down each day.
Nice.
Just one piece. You got to, you know, stretch out the workload if you're a contractor,
you
right?
You get paid by the hour, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. How was the holiday break, Carson?
It was amazing.
Good.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Like, I don't even know what it feels like to wake up like this anymore.
Well, I'm the same way, because when we first started the break, right before Christmas, what, the 20th, 21st, something like that, I noticed that the first couple of days or so, I still got up around 6 o'clock. But man, as the week went on and the next week kicked in, I found myself in bed till like 9, 10
later
o'clock.
Later and later. 10 o'clock.
I'm
wow.
thinking, man, if I were a retired dude, I wouldn't get up before noon. Felt pretty good. I thought, Spadell, how was your 2 weeks off?
It was all right. I was just working most of the time at the lab.
So, sorry about that.
Yeah,
pal.
I took off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just going to the gym and then going to the lab.
Well, you got to have that weed for people.
Yeah.
You gotta pump that stuff out, man.
Yeah,
people
want to
smoke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people count on you.
They do. We're a very popular product.
Jamie, where's Jamie? Jamie! Did she have a problem last night getting back? That's what I hear, right?
Yeah.
Was there a problem with the airplane or something like that?
I think that's what Spadell said. Yeah.
Did you say
that? On her Facebook, she said that she had an emergency stop.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, on
so
the runway.
That sounds scary. They were about to take off, and then they had to come back down.
No kidding. That's scary.
Yeah.
They didn't say why?
She didn't say why.
Maybe she didn't even know why.
No, I bet you they didn't even say anything.
Those pilots, they like to keep that stuff secret.
Yeah, so do the airlines.
They don't want to alarm anybody, right? Yeah, those aborted takeoffs, man. I've never had one of those, and I don't think they happen that often, to be honest. But that would be a scary situation,
I can't imagine getting back on a plane after dealing with that.
Do you know what time she actually got in?
There she is! There she is! She made it!
Like a herd of turtles. Good morning, sweetheart!
25.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Did you get in late?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Pretty late, huh?
Sure did.
Yep.
I don't have any luggage.
No luggage.
No kidding.
You know how weird it is to like, I'm like, oh my gosh, is that the only comb I have? Like to pick out my hair? And I'm wearing Old Spice deodorant.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got really going
Old
on.
Spice? Your son's?
Yeah, my son's. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah. I'm thinking, where'd you get the Old Spice? Yeah. Is that like a backup you got at
and
the house
found
or something?
A weird toothbrush from a weird drawer. Yeah. You forget like that, you know, your toiletry kit, if you will.
Yeah.
You forget it has all your essentials.
It does.
Yeah, and it's in my bag. Yeah,
everything
somewhere.
You got.
Hey, United, could you bring my bags, please? Please?
Did it just get on a different... You have any idea where it went?
Well, the app lied and said that it's here, but it's not here. Because I went to the baggage lady. I said, my app says it's here. And she's like, no, it never made it.
Oh, liars.
I know. Why would they make the app lie?
Yeah, you might want to say that on the app.
Yeah, and so I went to the bag tracker, and sure enough, it's stuck.
They have a bag tracker?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I got to wake up, man. Yeah. It's 2025, isn't it? They have a bag tracker.
Bag tracker 8000 says that it is, in fact, in California.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a good break?
Yeah, it was just crazy. I mean, I was just, what is today, Monday?
Yeah.
So Saturday, I was just in Barstow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure was.
Barstow, California.
Oh, yeah, I saw the thermometer. Yeah.
What do you mean? They have a thermometer?
Gigantic thermometer.
In Barstow?
Oh, yeah.
Is it there, tourist attraction.
Is there a purpose for it?
Yeah,
are they known as the thermometer capital of the world or something?
It's to tell the temperature.
No, I mean, do they have, is it like the coldest spot on the planet or something?
No, it's the hottest. It's like at
the hottest.
Like the Mojave. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense then.
Yeah, so I saw the big gigantic thermometer. I saw that place where the planes go to die. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, no.
The airplane cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an airplane cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a luggage tracker.
Get
the hell out of here.
In Barstow, it's where they go park all the planes to die.
No kidding.
Yep, sure do.
I didn't know they had a graveyard for planes.
Well, where do you think they put them?
Well.
Barstow.
Never thought about it.
Well, I never really thought about it, Jamie White.
They put them in Barstow. Is where they put
it's so good to see your face, though.
Well, and thanks. And guess what? I saw the Denny's.
Oh,
that
my
won.
Gosh.
Did you see that?
The number one.
The number one Denny's in the world.
You're
won,
kidding.
Won 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
They're on a roll.
My son, you know what? Funny you should bring that up. My son, over the holiday break, he's infatuated with Denny's.
Really?
And we've never been, but it's in that Santa Claus movie where he burns the turkey and they have to go to Denny's.
Yeah.
And he is infatuated every time we see one. Dad, there's Denny's. Denny's.
Put him in the booster seat. We'll go to Utah. You can see the number one. Number one Denny's in the world.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Denny's, thermometer, what a vacation.
I mean, it is.
What a vacation.
It's no Dubai like last time.
No. Far better. BJ and Jamie, we are back. And we'll be right back, too. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
They come back to near side to Mims. He breaks it inside the 20, and he takes it home for the Denver touchdown.
On play action, stepping up to the end zone, and that ball is caught for the touchdown. Here's Nix rolling out, looking for the rookie record. Ball tipped, and caught! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my.
The double deflection, and a Denver
touchdown. We killed him.
Can I just tell you something, though? Can I just tell you insider thoughts from other cities? So,
what's that, Jamie?
Oh, boy.
So,
give me the insider thoughts. Are you plugged into other cities and your sports networks?
Yeah, because I was waiting for a flight.
Gotcha.
So you
heard the rumble.
Yeah,
I
heard
talk.
Yeah, around the bar.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
And they were laughing at us.
Look, okay, we played a bunch of first graders. Big deal. Big deal. It's still the NFL, okay?
Yeah.
Still the NFL.
It kind of made me mad. I was like, woo! I was so excited that we made the playoffs, and they're like, really?
They're like, calm down over there.
And Cincinnati is pissed. Man, yeah. Are they upset. Because if the Broncos had lost yesterday to the Chiefs, then Cincinnati is in. And so they started complaining like on Friday about how the Chiefs weren't going to play their starters or whatnot.
Yeah, and then there were some rumbles around the bar that it was fixed intentionally because Denver would be more exciting to watch than Cleveland, and that it was all like purposeful.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Conspiracy theories going on.
I have no idea.
That it's better for ratings for the Broncos to win.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, everybody calm down.
Cincinnati is spinning it that nobody wants to face Joe Burrow, so they don't want to face us. Hey, look, you got a worse record than we got, okay?
And I said Cleveland, didn't I? I meant Cincinnati. But anyway.
It's Cincinnati. Who cares? Yeah, it's Ohio.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, yes, exactly.
Hey, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You know, I saw yesterday the way we played, folks, we're going to the Super Bowl. I've already put in for tickets.
Really? Yeah.
I'm confident, Jamie.
Wow.
We're going to beat the Bills so bad, Bills don't have a chance. We looked dominant yesterday.
Well, we were dominant.
Yeah.
What a clown of a game that was.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, I love the Broncos. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, you got to admit, man, yesterday was a pushover. I've never seen anything like that. The NFL, they set the whole team down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't play anybody.
People were asking to have it changed in the bar.
Oh, my gosh. But it's so funny because, like, the local news stations outside in Power Field, Mile High, whatever, and all the Broncos, we're going, baby, on the field, let's go!
Yeah. Well, in California, they were laughing at us.
Yeah. Oh, well, we won.
Hey, I don't care. I'm happy that we're going.
Yeah. Me too, me too. And they're going to play in Buffalo, I think it is, on Sunday, right?
Is that
11
right?
a.m.
Yeah, they're playing on Sunday in Buffalo, first round of the playoffs, wild card. We're wild card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's on Sunday. And it's an 11 o'clock start time, kickoff, too.
Yeah, so. All right. All right, well,
so we're all excited.
Who cares? It is better than the last few years.
I don't think they've made it for 10 years. They haven't been to the playoffs since Peyton Manning retired.
No, 2015. It's 10 years.
Yeah. 2015, yeah.
Decades. Hey, Schmidl, how are you?
Hello,
hey.
How are you?
Yeah. I haven't even said hi. That's Schmidl right there.
Yeah, happy
year. I'm going to make a prediction for you. We're going to beat the Bills.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to beat Buffalo. I really do. Buffalo, they choke in these games.
They kind of do.
They're a choking team. And I think we're going to surprise them. I think the Broncos have a very good chance of winning this game.
No, it's like you said, we're going all the way.
Yeah. I said in the beginning we're going to have a good season, didn't
you
I?
Did.
I
you
did. Did. I did. Now I didn't realize we're going to play fifth graders, but I knew we were going to have a good season.
Man, they grew up a while ago. They were first graders.
I can't keep my lies straight, can I? It's really tough.
It's fine. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited.
I do, too.
Yeah. So, go Broncos!
It's good to be back.
Yeah. I was supposed to play golf on Sunday, but fortunately, that's going to be canceled, so that's great.
Oh, that is great.
They put together a tournament called the Squirrel Finds a Nut Tournament.
Okay.
I don't know what that means exactly, okay?
Do they know it's 10 degrees outside?
Yeah. Well, the extended forecast when they put it together was 55.
Oh, gotcha.
Now it's dropped down to 35, so it doesn't look good for the golf outing, so I'll get to watch the game on Sunday.
The Squirrel Gets the Nut Tournament.
Squirrel Gets the Nut Tournament. I'm not really sure what that's all about.
You were at Raccoon Creek.
I am.
That's a different, a raccoon is different than a squirrel.
Yeah. I meant to bring that up, but I haven't brought it up yet. Yeah. I don't know who's running that damn place anymore.
Okay, well, anyway.
A little confused over there.
Hey, so you were saying something about last night and your house was chaos. What happened?
It is chaos. My wife's leaving today. She's out gone for a week in Nashville for work. So it's me and the boy and the father-in-law.
Yeah.
And so my father-in-law, he doesn't like to go up down the stairs that much.
Wait, you're putting him in the basement.
To live, to stay. To stay.
He's never coming out.
You stay down there.
He has a bell that he can ring that I'll run down there and, you know, do things I need to do for him. Never coming up. Putting a padlock on the door, so he can't come up. So he decided that he's going to sleep on an air mattress in the living room. This week. So it's been chaos.
Does he know that he's going to be in the basement?
Yeah.
But he's going to, I'm so confused. Yeah.
That's why I said it's a little chaotic at the house. I can't really figure it out myself, okay? I don't know what's going on, really.
He doesn't want to go up the stairs to sleep in the guest bedroom.
No.
So he's going to sleep in the middle of your living room.
Which he did last night.
Oh, my God.
And we all have to go to bed at 5:30. He likes to go to
lights
bed
early. Lights out.
Yeah, lights out at 5:30 when it gets dark. He likes to go to bed. So Frog and I moved to the upper room. At 5:30 yesterday,
okay.
So that you get some rest.
Yeah,
you
know,
we have a man's got to have some rest,
right.
Jamie. And so it's just a little different. That's all.
You're gonna have to get that seat thing that goes up and down the basement.
Look into it.
Okay,
look
good. Into it. Do you have enough room? Like, is it wide enough? Because that looks like with your knees, it takes a little space.
Well,
yeah.
You know, don't know yet.
It even works with the power outage.
It does.
Yeah.
Backup battery, huh?
Yeah, I watched the ad.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been looking into it maybe yourself?
No. I just saw the ad. For whatever reason, it was on all, like, I don't know if they know that, like, people were watching a lot of TV or something, older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I didn't even think about this, but it even goes, even when there's power outage.
That's a pretty cool feature, yeah.
Well, I've got to get in on that.
Yeah.
It's going to make a big difference.
But if he doesn't like going up and down the stairs, why'd you guys put him in the basement?
Never thought of that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
They're steep stairs, too.
They're steep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you were in the basement?
When I watched this house, I mean, you see him. From
what the hell are you doing in my basement?
I know. It sounds like somebody's snooping.
Down there.
Yeah,
I feel like somebody's snooping.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing on my stairs, pal?
He totally went down there.
He did. No.
You were to stay in one room.
He's like, I wonder what he's got
down there. I was
hanging out
in the living room.
Yeah, sure you were.
You can see it.
God. How goofy. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll get back to Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the program. Stand by. Back after this.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, I missed the Golden Globes last night, and I wanted to see him because I really like Nikki Glaser, and she hosted, and so I wanted to see him, but I missed it.
Have you seen the clips?
I have not.
Fantastic.
Was she good?
She was good.
I really like
good.
Her.
Yeah.
She said that, you know, obviously with the Tom Brady, because it's hard to beat what she did with Tom Brady, right?
I don't know who she is. Fill me in. I don't know what you mean.
Tom Brady, she did the roast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where I know her from.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
She did the roast.
All right.
And she just went, you know, full balls.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so the thing is that she did say it was going to be hard because, you know, you can be so filthy on the roast, right? Everything, I mean, but, and so now you have regular television, and to do this on the Golden Globes, that's going to be a little tricky situation, right?
Yeah.
Because of how she went. But everybody's saying that she did a really good job. I have a clip here. It's, she did an Adam Sandler impression, and this is of Timothy Chalamet of his name, and then Adam Sandler, I guess, joined in. Here it is.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say. No, Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. Oh, yes, Timothy Chalamet. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. A good Chalamet to you, sir. A Chalamet to you.
I think he had to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. The other one is, man, a lot of people, I mean, look, Demi Moore won her very first ever Golden Globe, and she won for Best Lead Actress in a Musical or Comedy for her performance in the horror comedy called The Substance. She gave a really tearful speech, but before we go to that, I want to read you this. This is from a friend of mine. Tonight, while watching the Golden Globes, you'll see The Substance with Demi Moore nominated for multiple awards. It is by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. The only movie that comes close to it is Encino Man with Pauly Shore.
Oh.
Here are some other critics who said that it was horrible. Almost 2.5 hours of my life I will never get back. Without a doubt, the worst movie I've ever seen in my 73 years of life. Somebody else said, I'm sitting in the theater while writing this review. I've never seen such crap in my life. Did Demi Moore not get enough money from the divorce?
Wow.
So it got really bad reviews.
That's
from a lot of people.
Brutal.
Yeah, but she won. So,
holy cow.
Here is her acceptance speech.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years.
And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
So, something about I should put down my measuring stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this clip that was floating around last night with Demi Moore. It brings you to tears, whatever. I didn't think it was about a popcorn actress. I thought she got on there and was talking about Bruce. Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
I thought, and so I didn't watch it because I didn't want to be brought to tears.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
you know
yeah.
me. I don't like to cry.
No,
again.
I know.
You know,
you
there's
don't.
Very
yeah.
few things.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize she was talking about her own career. That's crazy.
Yeah. Something about putting down a measuring stick or measuring cup.
Poor
or
Demi.
Something. Popcorn actress. Somebody said you should have seen her, though. She looked effing amazing in her dress. Yeah. She, let's see here, says, who cares about the movie quality? She looked amazing. So I didn't get to see her. But she is, I mean, she's ageless.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
looks amazing. I saw her something else. She was doing PR for that movie, and she looked amazing. Did, well, nobody saw it here. I was wondering if Pamela Anderson showed up, because she was also nominated.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Anyway, let's hear. Speaking of which, Zendaya turned heads at the Golden Globe Awards. She rocked a sparkling ring on her finger. Are her and Tom Holland engaged? Boy, she's so beautiful, and he's so... meh, you know? I mean, she, to me, is like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And he's like a little goofy looking. But it's that whole, what's her name?
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Yeah. Yep. I think people now are going for personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what Lisa went with.
Yeah.
You guys were cool before you knew it.
Look, the year just started, okay? You don't have to take a pop shot at me this morning.
Look, I'm just saying.
Just saying, too.
The beautiful people and the beautiful people, you know? Maybe these beautiful women now are just like, you know what? I don't need a beautiful man. We've talked about this before, like with the whole Justin Bieber thing and all that. Maybe I want personality. Maybe I want somebody that's fun and has a great attitude, you know? Maybe
she is gorgeous, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it would be hard to find a dude that would even match with her.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that'd be tough for her.
Beautiful. Anyway, so she has a gigantic ring on, and she changed jewelry and changed outfits, but she did keep that bauble on her finger, on her ring finger, and so people are speculating that she's actually engaged to Tom Holland. So, who knows? And then finally for you, Heidi Klum is returning to Project Runway after 8 years. Heidi Klum is making her return to Project Runway series after an 8-year hiatus. She hosted the show for 16 seasons. She's returning from her last episode, which aired in 2017. So there you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I got a treat for you, Jamie.
Oh, really?
I got a death list.
Ooh, what?
2025.
That doesn't feel like a treat.
Listen. You know, every year when we start the year, I like to give you the top five that I think is going to pass away during that year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an uplifting moment here on the show.
Did you have Jimmy Carter on that one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I figured that was a given.
Yeah.
I didn't want to easy. I mean, it's kind of easy, this list.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I didn't want to go with a given, you know? I mean, that's not
think
fair.
Of anybody.
You can't?
No.
I think when I mentioned my death list, the five.
Maybe that one guy that's like a senator. Remember he freezes?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of him.
Yeah, what?
I tried to go with names that 90% of the population know.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So I put that on the list, but yeah. That
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. McConnell. Yeah. Turtle. Yeah, that's what they call him, Turtle.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy, but boy, he just freezes sometimes.
Yeah, got some problems.
Yeah.
I got to write him down.
Yeah.
I may have six on my list now. It's all coming up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.